Gun snap, fakes to Perine, floats it toward the end zone, and Higgins, he's got it! Touchdown! Oh, yeah. Bengals, as he used his height and his size and went up and over the cornerback in coverage for the touchdown.
McCreary, he just out-muscled them, Dan, you're right.
637 700 WLW, the First Star Logistics Roundtable Show. We're at Long Neck Sports Grill in Wilder. Love being here. Shout out to Gary and Brian and the gang for taking care of us. Natalie as well. Love being here. Love talking Bengals football every week with our next guest. It is time to turn our attention to the man with 18 years of NFL and college football experience, 9 years on the Bengals staff. He pulls out Caskey's clicker every week for us. That would be Kyle Caskey. How are we doing?
Hey, I'm good. I just want to tell you, I don't do a whole lot of sports betting, but if I was a betting man, I would say that Tyler Higbee is going to be shut down by Justin Reed this weekend, so y'all just better watch out for that.
I was going to say, we're seeing a lot of this unfold on Twitter here.
Yes.
So, Kyle, when you're on my show on Monday, I thought you made a great point about this offense and how well it's performed without Ja'Marr Chase, and it's almost as if Joe Burrow was forced to go through the progressions of the offense, not just, hey, when in doubt, throw it to the best player out there. How do you see all this unfold now with looking like Ja'Marr Chase may come back? Obviously having a great player helps you, but how do you see this working when it's been working so well the previous 2 weeks?
I think if he continues to progress through everything he's doing, then you got to remember, I mean, I've known his coach, Dan Pitcher, the quarterback coach there, a long time, and he's not going to allow him to fall back into any kind of issues where he's like a safety valve or just trying to get it to, you know, Ja'Marr. But he continues to do the progression he's doing with him in the line, with Chase in the lineup, and continuing to get the ball to everybody and then also give it to Chase when it's his turn or he's open. I don't see this offense being stopped. This is one of those times where you really look at it, and people say about Kansas City all the time, and they kind of got the same thing going, is – how do you stop them? And it's who pick your poison, but there's poison all over the field, you know?
You obviously know running backs. You know Joe Mixon, and you know fans tend to be, what have you done for me lately? Now everybody loves Perine and wants to bench Joe Mixon. If Joe's back this weekend, how do you handle Mixon, Perine, and Travion Williams in that running back room in terms of does there have to be a man? Can they rotate? How is that handled going forward in your mind?
Well, I've always been of the belief that you shouldn't lose a job due to injury. And, you know, with Joe Mixon and the way he was playing, I thought he was playing at a high level. But you also got to be smart enough to go, this other kid's playing out of his mind too right now. And you want to be able to still use Samaje Perine. And you know, even Travion Williams, I thought, looked pretty good when he was playing the other day. And you got to say, keep your fresh legs. Don't just say, Joe, you're going to stay out there for 60 plays. Find a way to get them rolling. Give each guy a chance. Give each guy, you know, keep them fresh. Roll them in there. Don't feel like you got to just stick with the guy. And I feel like, you know, I look back on my time at Cincinnati, and I really feel like I kind of did Gio a disservice when I was there. And, I mean, it was because we were trying to get the ball to Jeremy and Joe and those guys. And, you know, Gio was so trusted in everything else that he got his playing time and third downs and 2 minute and all that. But, you know, I wish I would have given him more running, you know, just first and second down stuff. And I think that's what they need to do with Samaje right now, is just keep him rolling in there.
Kyle, I want to switch to Kansas City. And obviously Patrick Mahomes is the top, if not near the very top, in terms of quarterbacks in the NFL right now. And a lot of people talk about all the different arm angles he throws at. It's more than that. When you turn on a tape of Patrick Mahomes playing quarterback, what are the things that jump out to you?
Well, I think it goes down to where you have to almost, you know, put a guy, not necessarily maybe a spy, but the rush changes. You can't just send your ears back and go rush him, because he will dip and get out of there. So it slows the rush down a little bit, which is good for him because he's not the biggest of quarterbacks. So it gives him time to let things develop and get the ball out. But I think he is a good thrower. He's got a very strong arm, obviously, but he plays quarterback. And then, you know, obviously you have the ability to get, I think it's the scrambles. It's the making plays that aren't designed. It's when the play is over and he's scrambling and all his guys are making plays. And you know, we'll get into some of the guys they got, but I mean, they got dudes out there making plays. So, and you know, I think that's the biggest thing is the play is never really over with him.
Kyle, is this the most misdirection, the most disguises that the Bengals defense is going to see from a team this year?
I think actually, I think they saw quite a bit. I mean, against Tennessee has quite a bit in there too. But yeah, I'd say this is one of those teams that you know, they like to show things that and then, you know, pre-snap and then give you those simulated blitzes or the exchange blitzes where really it's only four guys coming, but it's somebody else, like it's a safety or a nickel or a linebacker, but then the end's dropping into coverage. So, you know, you got to be able to survey it after the post-snap quickly. And I think Joe Burrow does that fine. But, yeah, it's going to be a lot of misdirection on defense for sure.
Obviously, when it comes to Kansas City, it comes down to stopping Travis Kelce, something, you know, the tight end, something the Bengals have not historically done well. Same question. When you watch Travis Kelce on film, what makes him unique? What makes him such a good player out there?
Well, I think everybody sees the route running ability, and the thing about him is he'll run a stick route like 10 times in a game, but it'll look different 8 of those 10 times because he has such a knack for reading the coverage and getting to the open spot. And then also, there was a play against the Rams where Jalen Ramsey was covering him, and he jammed Kelce off the line. And, you know, Jalen Ramsey's a pretty good player, and he kind of has to push across. He's trying to run like a deep cross, a deep over to run across the field. And he kind of stair-stepped Ramsey and got open and caught the ball and went for like a 40-yard touchdown. And, I mean, he was so knocked off of his route, but he got back into it. And that's what's good about him. And then blocking-wise, he doesn't blow anybody off the line, but he gets in the – he knows how to position himself just enough to allow a lot of those zone runs that they run to you know, cut up behind him.
Kyle, the Bengals are rolling, specifically in the red zone of late. I was struck by something Brian Callahan said earlier in the week on Bengals line about the fact that sometimes last year they got too cute in the red zone and basically decided we're going to do what we do well in the red zone. Take us through that specific portion of the field, and what are the keys to being a good red zone team?
Well, I think you hit it on the head. There's a lot of coaches that get too cute in the red zone because when you get inside the 20, especially when you get inside the 10, obviously the field's condensed. So, you know, instead of having 22 players, you know, in 50 yards of field, you've got 22 players in, you know, 10 to 15, 20 yards of field. And that's where it becomes such a different thing because you've got to be able to find those openings, and there's more players in there to take those openings away. And if you're really good at something, then you can find ways, like I said, with Kelce, to get open into those little areas in the zones. Or if it's man, finding ways to obviously just, hey, guys, go beat your man. But I've been on teams, man. It's like you put in all these – it's almost like every week's a new game plan. It's like new plays are being put in every week. And you think you're going to try to get cute and beat their coverage instead of just running what you're good at.
Right, absolutely. Now, you know, obviously, as you just mentioned, running the ball is what you have to do in the red zone. You have to run the ball despite the fact everyone knows you're doing it. But in terms of red zone pass plays, I feel like the back shoulder throw is something you see all the time. As an offensive coach, I don't know, as a defensive guy, I don't know how you stop that throw. I mean, what do you as an offensive coach teach about that back shoulder throw you see so much when it comes to red zone?
Yeah, it's a timing thing between the quarterback and whoever that receiver is. But I mean, if you can get to the point where you've thrown a couple like fade balls to that back corner, or they've been, you know, you've shown on film that they start to take, you know, they want to take away that throw, and then you kind of hit them right behind. So I think you kind of look at, I know what we would do is we would call plays, and then somebody up in the booth is looking specifically for that. How are they playing the guys on the outside? Are they giving us the fade throw to the back corner, or are they giving us the back shoulder? Are they trying to take away that, and you could throw a back shoulder, and then the next time we come out, we tell the quarterback, listen, you know, tell them you're throwing back shoulder. And a lot of times that's what you're doing. And I would say this too, if you watch, if you're throwing balls at the back in line, like the back side of the end zone, you'll see that you got to throw those balls high. And that's where those tall receivers come in, you know,
right,
guys,
right.
You know,
you know, like Higgins and those guys who can go up and get balls. You know, tight ends. Tight ends are big on the back end line. So, yeah.
Kyle, tell everybody about Caskey's Clicker.
Caskey's Clicker on YouTube, C-A-S-K-E-Y, Posh the S. This week was heavy LSU A&M recap because obviously I went to A&M, so I had to, you know, kind of have my way with that for a little bit. But we also had a Georgia preview for the SEC championship game. Obviously, Georgia's a stout team, so we did some work on that. After this week, though, I'm going to get back into, for the rest of the year, doing more NFL stuff and not just Bengals. There will be a lot of Bengals because I know there's a lot of Bengals fans that are on there, but there'll be other things too, you know, looking at other teams that are doing things well. And I talk to you guys on that channel like as if you're in my position room with me, try to make it like it's rookie mini camp so everybody can understand what I'm saying.
Love it. It's great stuff. He's Kyle Caskey. He's on Twitter at Coach Kyle Caskey. Always appreciate the time. We'll do it again next week.
All right, guys. Y'all have a good weekend.
All right, you too.
Thanks, Kyle.
Kyle Caskey checking in. Caskey's Clicker each week here on the Roundtable. Take a time out and continue. Head down the stretch. About to put hour one in the books. Second hour, we'll drop in a little Bearcats conversation as well. First Star Logistics Roundtable Show 700. We're at Longnecks Sports Grill and Wilder on 700 WLW.
Open up our live stream on the iHeartRadio app and take a look at the screen. You see that little red circle with a microphone on it? That's our talkback feature. Push it and send us your thoughts on the current topic, something you think we should discuss, or just let us know how much you can't live without us. Yeah. The talkback feature. Check it out on 700 WLW's live stream on the iHeartRadio app.
You know what makes a home loan easy? Having an experienced lender at your side. At First State Bank, we believe in taking the time to understand your needs and preparing you for each step. First State Bank, built on belief. Visit fsbforme.com. Equal housing lender.
The cool weather's here. The cold weather's right around the corner. And it's time to get that furnace tuned up.